This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Eric Morton of WDWNT.com, and I'm filling in for Tom Corliss, who is at Disneyland. He'll be back later this week. Here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for January 31st, 2022. The Walt Disney Travel Company now offers private direct ground transportation to and from the Walt Disney World Resort as a travel package add-on. Available vehicles include exclusive vans, sedans, SUVs, executive limousines, and stretch limousines. Transportation from Orlando International Airport to a Walt Disney World Resort hotel can be added by calling your travel agent or Disney reservations at 407-939-4357. Ground transportation will also be available between the Walt Disney World Resort and Tampa International Airport, Sanford International Airport, Orlando Amtrak Station, Kissimmee Amtrak Station, Cape Canaveral, Vero Beach, or Daytona. Ground transportation can be booked up to 5 days before arrival. Both one-way and round-trip fares are available. Up to one complimentary car seat will be available for children 5 years old and under. Additional car seats are subject to availability. As part of health and safety guidelines, all drivers and guests are required to wear masks while in vehicles. A new feature in the My Disney Experience app adds a new way to link friends and family. Now, guests have a unique QR code and manual code they can share. If you've ever tried to connect with a family or friends on My Disney Experience, you've likely had some difficulties. The mechanism for doing so is not intuitive and is kind of difficult to locate within the app. Now, the My Disney Experience app has been updated and the changes make connecting a breeze. Each guest can generate a QR code to be scanned by the friend who wants to connect. Alternatively, a manual code can be entered in the family and friends section of the My Disney Experience app. Pop culture pin brand Figpin announced that the company will produce exclusive pins for Shop Disney and the Disney parks in 2022. Figpin will produce quarterly collections exclusively for Shop Disney and the Disney theme parks. The first two Figpins for Disney parks were announced on Instagram. They'll be Figment and Orange Bird, as the park mascots make the perfect set for this new venture. They will be sold exclusively at Disney parks. Showtimes for the new Disney Adventure Friends Cavalcade coming to Magic Kingdom on February 11th are now available on Walt Disney World website. The cavalcade will step off daily at 11:15 a.m., 2:15 p.m., 4:05 p.m., and 5:50 p.m. It will feature over 30 Disney and Pixar characters, including Moana, Jose Carioca and Panchito Pistoles, Merida, Woody and Jesse, Miguel from Coco, and many more. The new Castle Forecourt stage show, Mickey's Magical Friendship Fair, is coming to Magic Kingdom on February 25th, and showtimes are now available as well. The show will run daily at 12:15 p.m., 1:30 p.m., 2:45 p.m., 4:35 p.m., and 6:10 p.m. Mickey's Magical Friendship Fair is an updated version of Mickey's Royal Friendship Fair in honor of the 50th anniversary of the Magic Kingdom. A new musical tiki figure is available for the 50th anniversary at Walt Disney World. We found it in the Art of Disney in Magic Kingdom. The figure is a tiki drummer on a 50th anniversary stand. It looks like carved wood with all the details of a tiki figure from the Enchanted Tiki Room. It plays the Tiki 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 Room song. The figure costs $125. We spotted a new Walt Disney World 50th anniversary gold Tinkerbell figurine at Magic Kingdom. An all gold colored Tinkerbell stands in a curtsy pose atop the dark blue podium. The statue resembles the golden character statue at the Magic Kingdom. Her iconic bun includes a hair ribbon detail on the back. Tinkerbell's wings steal the show at the back of the figurine. Tinkerbell's box is branded with the Walt Disney World 50th logo in gold. One side of the box has a black and white photo of the contents. We found this figurine at Bonjour Village Gifts in Fantasyland at the Magic Kingdom for $99. If you can't get enough of the vintage style map merchandise from Walt Disney World Vault Collection, you're going to love this new puzzle. The puzzle is 1,000 pieces. The final image is the entire 1970s Magic Kingdom map with the key at the bottom. The puzzle is available at Marketplace Co-op in Disney Springs for $29.99. Walt Disney World is offering many opportunities to celebrate its 50th anniversary, including new pressed penny designs and collectible medallions featuring Disney characters. These classic souvenirs can be found across the resort, so we've assembled a full guide with photos and locations of each celebratory coin and medallion. Head on over to our site to check it all out. New signs outside of Uptown Jewelers at Magic Kingdom advertise various Pandora items available inside, including Walt Disney World 50th anniversary items. We reported earlier this month that Uptown Jewelers on Main Street USA had received new sign frames installed on the corner of the shop. Now, signs have been added to the display showing some of the newest Pandora options available inside the shop. As you approach the shop, you can see the new products available inside. The top signs advertise now available, while the lower signs tout new arrivals. Disney Parks exclusives include the Mickey Mouse 50th anniversary dangle charm, Cinderella Castle 50th anniversary dangle charm, and 2022 fireworks charm. Meanwhile, new arrivals include a Mickey Mouse dangle charm, Mickey Mouse pendant, Mickey Mouse sparkling head ring, and Minnie Mouse tennis bracelet. These signs from top to bottom are identical on both sides of the display. More canopy pieces have been added to Tron Light Cycle Run at Magic Kingdom as construction continues on the attraction. The overall attraction structure has taken shape, and now crews have started filling it in. You can see the track along with vertebrae of the building, which will be filled in with canopy. Blue paneling between the vertebrae helps gives the attraction a curved shape. The installation of the canopy roof began a few days ago with small pieces across the top of the framework. As the days pass, more and more of the opaque white canopy pieces are being added. Crews have started filling in this curve, seen here from the Tomorrowland Transit Authority People Mover. We spotted a new friend outside Pinocchio Village House at Magic Kingdom. A figure of Geppetto's pet tuxedo cat, Figaro, is now on the outside of the Pinocchio Village House building. And you can see him high up in the balcony above the outdoor seating area, playing in a bed of flowers. He seems to be very intrigued by a blue butterfly that landed on the house. Twitter user @PrincessMel2 has shared a photo of two guests who scaled the fence near the China Pavilion at Epcot and climbed down next to the World Showcase Lagoon. In the picture, which was posted at 4:53 p.m. on January 30th, the two guests are seen standing on a lip at the edge of the lagoon against a brick wall. One of the lagoon torches is in front of them. Of course, guests should not attempt such feats, as this could be extremely dangerous and result in being kicked out of the park. As @PrincessMel2 joked in the replies to her tweet, there's no Figment popcorn bucket down there. Guests also appear to be smoking, which, as we know, is also not permitted inside Disney parks. Walt Disney Imagineering shared a behind-the-scenes video on Instagram of the installation of the Xandarian Starship that now sits in front of Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind at Epcot. Watch the video over on our site. Show set designer Kevin Doxey is featured in the video discussing his role in the creation of the Novacore Star Blaster and the installation of the final wing. The ship is over 50 feet tall and has a 54-foot wingspan. We're still likely a long time away from the opening of Journey of Water inspired by Moana, but structures of the walkthrough attraction are taking shape at Epcot. A concrete wall cuts through some of the dirt land with smaller concrete bases placed around it. A trench is a few feet in front of the wall. Pipes are running through the trench. The attraction will have water features to observe and interact with, and much of the site is surrounded by orange barriers and fencing to keep crew members safe. The wooden structure built into the trench now reaches the rest of the ground level. It's partially surrounded by corrugated walls. During our adventure at Epcot, we noticed a Life Day Starbucks mug has made its way over from Batuu. The Wookiee holiday, first seen in the Star Wars Holiday Special, is celebrated on November 17th. A whole line of merchandise was released for the holiday last year. This mug was released for Life Day at Disneyland, but finally just made it here to Walt Disney World. Chewie is on the front of the mug in a red robe. He's standing in front of the Millennium Falcon. The Starbucks logo is on the other side. Family, joy, harmony is written in the mug's red interior. You can purchase the mug for yourself at Port of Entry at Epcot for $19.99. The build-your-own lightsaber station at Tatooine Traders over at Disney's Hollywood Studios has been closed for over a month due to supply chain issues. But it looks like Tatooine just got a new shipment of parts because the station is now open again to guests. We are glad to see this fan-favorite experience back at Hollywood Studios. Thanks to new aerial photos from our good friend BioReconstruct on Twitter, we can see the refurbishment of Fantasmic at Disney's Hollywood Studios is nearly complete as the show prepares to make its return. The moat has been refilled and it's looking like refurbishment is nearly complete. Steamboat Willie was completely rebuilt to prepare for the show's return. No precise reopening date has been revealed, but the show is set to return sometime this year. On our latest shopping trip to Disney Springs, we took a snack break at Sunshine Churros to try out the newest Dulce de Leche churro. It's a powdered sugar churro topped with dulce de leche. It costs $7.99. We then headed to Marketplace Snacks to try the Valentine's Day Dole Whip, which has returned this year. It's a swirl of Dole Whip, strawberry, and chocolate soft serve with chocolate dipped strawberry garnish. It costs $5.49. Head on over to our site for the full review. Flying Fish has reopened at Disney's Boardwalk with a new 50th anniversary dessert. The 50th Celebration Midnight Lemon is described as fresh berries, crispy meringue, and sweet lemon. The dessert costs $12, and our review, again, can be found over on our website. The breakfast buffet returned to Ale & Compass Restaurant on January 31st at Disney's Yacht Club Resort. We swung by to start our day with a delicious meal. Ale & Compass reopened for breakfast back in August of 2020, but the buffet has not been available again until now. The breakfast buffet is available from 7:30 a.m. through 11 o'clock a.m. for $23. It's a little different from other Disney buffets in that no eggs or breakfast meals are available on the buffet. Instead, you get to choose one entree off the menu to accompany your buffet selections. You can head on over to our site for our full experience with the returning additions to this restaurant. Crew members have been testing the light-up facade of the Iron Man coaster, still under construction, over at Walt Disney Studios Park in Disneyland Paris. Inside DLP Castle on Twitter shared a video of the test, which showcases a series of LED lights turning on across the facade in curves. The first several lights create what looks like Mickey's iconic ears. New key art featuring our first look at the coaster's ride vehicle was recently released. The coaster will be part of Paris's own Avengers campus opening this summer. One sweet dish we've never managed to wrangle up since Tokyo Disney Sea's 20th anniversary Time to Shine celebration kicked off in September is the Mickey-shaped strawberry donut. It drew lines as long as 4 hours for the first few months, but finally we got to give it a try on our most recent trip to Tokyo Disney Sea. The strawberry donut, shaped just like a Mickey Mouse silhouette and glazed on top with a full white icing coat and pink stripes of icing, it cost 800 yen, and our full review can be found over on our site. Ahoy from Cape Cod with Duffy and Mickey, bringing it back to the basics this winter with the new Duffy's Wonderful Voyage line. Also comes a slew of new souvenir food items and a fresh new burger at Cape Cod Cook-Off. So naturally, we dropped anchor to check it all out for 1,290 yen. This nets you the cream cheese and basil burger, along with fries and a soft drink. With the purchase of any set of Cape Cod Cook-Off, guests can also get a neat canvas lunch case themed to Duffy's Wonderful Voyage. The front side features the key art for the event with Mickey and Duffy sitting in front of a globe. On the reverse side, there are three vignettes of Mickey and Duffy on their adventures together as depicted in the Still Not Back My Friend Duffy show within Cape Cod Cook-Off. The cookie and drink is an orange and tea jelly sparkling drink with an actual orange slice at the bottom and a stroop waffle on top, balancing a little dollop of whipped cream with a candy pink bow. It costs 700 yen. The caramel muffin costs 940 yen and comes with a souvenir plate. It's a basic caramel flavored muffin with a chocolate icing. The plate is ceramic, as always, and features the event's key art. Next was the caramel and cheese mousse with a souvenir mug for 940 yen as well. The mousse is topped by a solid slab of caramel atop whipped cream. The mug features the same key art as the lunch case with Mickey and Duffy on their adventures together. You can find these sets of souvenirs at Cape Cod Cook-Off while supplies last. After 3 years and a rumored return last year that never panned out, the beloved and wacky Usatama on the Run Easter Parade will finally return to Tokyo Disneyland for a three-month run from April 1st to June 30th, 2022. The wacky and kooky parade will be presented in an alternate version to accommodate COVID-19 safety protocols, but Mickey, Minnie, and all the Disney friends will return to catch the chaos-loving Usatamas. Decorations, merchandise, and food themed to the Usatamas will also be available. In a surprise first for the ever-popular Buzz Lightyear's Astro Blasters at Tokyo Disneyland, the Oriental Land Company has announced a special addition to the attraction with Astro Hero Time, which will be added for a limited time from April 1st to August 31st, 2022. Astro Hero Time will encourage guests to improve their scores and defeat the evil Emperor Zurg with even more targets to hit throughout the Buzz Lightyear's Astro Blasters. This is the second overlay this year to come to Tokyo Disney Resort, with Tower of Terror Unlimited currently underway through March 31st at Tokyo DisneySea. Hong Kong Disneyland is currently closed due to a wave of COVID-19 cases. What was originally scheduled to be a two-week closure has been extended now until February 17th. For the absolute latest Disney park news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. Best part is their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying this show, please like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, click that bell for notifications, and hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of News Today with WDW News Today. You can also support the entire team behind this show by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Eric Morton saying enjoy the rest of your today and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Welcome to Unplanned Downtime, a new home for creative, innovative, and outlandish programming made for Disney fans, including Cosmic Read Live, discussions and Imagineering attractions, Deep in the Plus, reviewing the catalog on Disney Plus, Ink and Paint, celebrating female voices in the Disney fandom, Boxed In, opening mystery packages and viewer mail, Picky Eaters, trying to eat our way across Disney restaurants, WDWNT The RPG, a tabletop adventure set in Tokyo DisneySea, and more of your favorites. Subscribe now at unplanneddowntime.com. Remember, it's not an accident, it's unplanned downtime.